1240WMES.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Hi, and welcome to the show. Today we'll get you set for Murray State as they get to take on Wright State tonight. It's the final game before we get into the Christmas holiday. And they'll be off until at least four games. They'll be off until the 29th. But Racers getting set to take on Wright State this evening at the CFSB Center. We're going to talk about that, get you caught up with a lot of other sports in just a moment. But first of all, let's get you into what you can expect from Wright State. It's a team that comes in, a pretty good squad. They come in at 8-4 on the season. They've won back-to-back games. They started out strong, hit a kind of a tough spot, and now they won back-to-back contests. But the thing that they do, they put a starting lineup on the floor, four double-digit scores, and three players capable of 20-point games on any given night. They're led by Mark Allstork. He's a 6'5 junior, averages right under 20 points per game, shoots 37% from three-point range, makes 87% of his free throws. He also gets some help from Steven Davis. He's a kid that didn't play last year. He had an injury, and he's making up for lost time this year with a good season, 14.9 points per contest, and a 6'8 guy that can knock down a three at a 44% clip. Also makes free throws at 77%. Grant Benzinger, averaging 12 points, 6.2 rebounds per game. That's remarkable when you consider that he is 6'3 and 39% shooter from three-point range, makes 81% at the line. Their leading rebounder is Justin Mitchell, 10.7 points, 7.3 rebounds. That's all out of a 6'4 frame. The junior makes 33% of the shots from three-point range, 63% at the charity stripe. So not one of the better shooters that they'll put in the lineup. And then Parker Ernsthausen, he runs the show, 5'11 sophomore. His job's to get it to people. He's only taken 1 3 this season, is okay at the line, a little above average, I guess, 73%. And 4.1 points, 2.2 rebounds per game. Not a ton of depth to come off the bench. They do bring in Mike LeTulip, who did start early in the season. He is a dynamite shooter behind the arc, making 49%, hits 87% at the charity stripe. He'll help him with 8.3 points, 3.8 rebounds per game. A little bit of help from Mark Hughes at 3.4 points per contest, and Ryan Custer, who averages 1.8 points per game. Scott Nagy is the head coach. He's in his first season there at Wright State after being the head coach at South Dakota State for 21 seasons. He was the coach that transitioned them from the Division II to the Division I level. And take a look at what he did over the last 5 years, and it has been outstanding. So he decided to leave. I don't know if it's for greener pastures, but for different pastures, I would assume a higher-paying job in the Horizon League. And they will bring in a really solid team. Now, this is the team that the Racers played last year at Wright State, and it didn't work out well. It was actually fairly close for a little while, but in the second half, the Racers just couldn't make shots. Wright State ended up winning at 65-49. The Racers also lost a game in Puerto Rico in 2008. That's one of the worst trips I can ever remember in terms of basketball. The Racers were just awful on that entire trip in Puerto Rico, and that was a game that they just couldn't solve Wright State. And then the first meeting was played at Wright State back in 1990. That was the year before, let's see, in 89, 90, 99. Okay, a couple of years before I started doing the game, so I didn't make that trip. That was their old facility. Against Horizon League teams, Murray State is 16-12, including a win this year over Green Bay and a win this year over Detroit Mercy. So it's the third game against teams from the Horizon. Tip-off time is 7. It's a single game only tonight. No women's contest. We do have a 6:30 airtime on Froggy 103.7, and you can watch that with that audio over the top there at OVC Digital Network. It's part of a busy schedule on tap this evening. SEMO takes on Chicago State. That one is in Las Vegas this afternoon. Austin Peay is at number 16, Indiana. Tennessee Tech visits Miami, Ohio. Eastern Kentucky is at Manhattan. Moorhead State at Mississippi State. UT Martin at Southern Illinois. And Cleveland State will play at Belmont. It was a busy night Last night in college basketball, three games in the OVC, Chattanooga beating Jacksonville State 73-57. Close, but no cigar for Eastern Illinois, bouncing back with a loss after defeating Missouri at Mizzou on Saturday. They cannot duplicate it as Indiana State gets the win over Eastern Illinois in double overtime, 88-85. But Eastern Illinois, they're making noise. That's an Indiana State team, remember, that beat Butler. And Eastern Illinois took them to double overtime. So they're really playing well right now. Marquette blew out Southern SIU Edwardsville 89-56. Of course, fans talking about the Kentucky Wildcats game. Donovan Mitchell scoring the go-ahead layup with 6:11 to go. 11th-ranked Louisville held on from there to knock off Kentucky 73-70. Fifth-ranked. This is in the coaches' poll. That's the rankings that our wire service uses. So if you wonder, I thought they were 10th and 6th. Well, they're 11th and 5th in that poll. Mitchell finished with 13 points. Quentin Snyder led Louisville with 22. And Louisville's Jalen Johnson credited the strong defense with helping them get that win.
Our defense, man, was a key factor, you know. This was a game of defense. We couldn't outscore. I mean, it wasn't a game of who could outscore who. It was a game of defense. It came down to the defensive end. And we had a lot of coaches on the floor. And like I said, I'm proud of my team because all of us showed maturity.
Kentucky head coach John Calipari said they just weren't the better team in the game.
On the 21st of December, we're not good enough to go in an opponent's court that's a top 10 team and win. We're not. They're better than us right now.
De'Aaron Fox faced Kentucky with 21 points, Malik Monk 16, but he missed the potential game-tying three-pointer with 4 seconds left. The Cats are still pretty good. They're 10-2 on the season. Some other regional interest men scores. Western Kentucky comes back at home and beats Ohio 67-66. Northern Kentucky blew out Brescia, a future Murray State opponent, 97-73. Memphis over Incarnate Word, 95-71. Georgia State goes to Murfreesboro and beat Middle Tennessee, 64-56. Remember, Georgia State has a player who played at Murray State last year. Justin Seymour plays at Georgia State. Illinois down to Mizzou, 75-66. Dayton beat Vanderbilt, 68-63. Florida, 94. Arkansas, Little Rock, 71. Texas A&M defeated St. Francis, 81-58. Auburn, 74. Oklahoma, 70. Clemson knocked off nationally ranked South Carolina, 62-60. And Alabama defeated Arkansas State, 67-52. Turning to women's action, how about this shooting performance? Murray State hit 70% of their shots in the second half and shot a season-high 54% for the game in an 80-62 win at Mississippi Valley State yesterday afternoon. With that win, the Racers 8-5, but they had to overcome 28 turnovers to win that game. That's something they can't afford to do in conference play, but obviously yesterday they could afford to do that. Leasia Wright, 23 points. Kashawn and James, she had 22 points. She had 8 assists, but she also had 8 of those 28 turnovers. James was 9 of 10 from the field. She also had 5 rebounds and had a couple of steals. Racers back in action after the holiday break, December 31st, when Tennessee State comes to the bank for that 1 p.m. opener. Other women's scores in the OVC last night. Lipscomb defeated Tennessee Tech 71-69. Fort Wayne over Eastern Kentucky 68-59. Cincinnati down to Eastern Illinois 78-64. And Clemson defeated Jacksonville State 69-63. Now let's check high school sports, and it was a busy evening, busy afternoon, depending on which team you're rooting for. Let's begin with the girls' basketball. Megan Greer had 13 points, and Charlie Settle 13 points and 13 rebounds as Callaway County defeated Lyon County 54-45 to win the championship of its own Murray Bank Hardwood Classic at Jeffrey Gymnasium. Valerie Waller, who whenever I called games, was Valerie Shelton, dubbed the Golden Child by Chip Adams because she had, you know, the long blonde hair, and the Golden Child movie was out at the time and yada, yada, yada. But hard to believe she's now coaching, and what a job. 9-1 for the Laker girls as they head to Christmas. That's tremendous, and congratulations on winning that tournament. Murray High girls, if they win this tournament that they're in, they will make shockwaves across the state to do it without Maddie Waldrop, who is still unavailable. If they had Maddie, then it probably wouldn't be a shock, to be honest about it. But Murray High began play in the Lexington Catholic's traditional bank holiday classic, featuring many of the top teams in the state, and they defeated Scott High School out of Covington 57-52. The Tiger Girls are 6-1. They get Ryle today at 3:30. Ryle beat Eastern last night, 3 o'clock airtime for that on WNBS. And if they win, then they'll be on in the morning at 9 with an 8:30 airtime against probably Butler. And then there will be a game after that. If they beat Butler, that'll be a 5 o'clock airtime. If they do not beat Butler, I believe that goes to a 3 o'clock airtime. You can check our website, 1340WNBS.com. We'll have the posting of who they play and the time they play once we know. All right. Some other girls' games last night. Marshall County, they won their own tournament. They beat Shelbyville Central out of Tennessee, 51-43. Russellville down Tillman, 58-51. Christian County knocking off McCracken County, 42-30. And Ballard Memorial, a 48-22 winner over Fulton County. In boys' games, Callaway County wrapped up its play in Webster County's Christmas tournament with a 67-53 win over Meade County. Had Meade won that, Meade would have won the championship of the tournament. But they didn't. Callaway County won it. 67-53, Camden Price, 27 points. Jeremy Darnell, 21 for the Lakers. They head to Christmas pretty good, 7-3. I think of where they were last year, and I heard Terry Birdsong say this, so I'm not putting him down by saying it. He said they basically had a JV team. You think of all the seniors they lost. They had a guy or two who decided they were going to just focus on other sports, and that left the cupboard pretty bare, and they went through a tough year. But Terry Birdsong has some bouncing back at 7-3. Also, the Murray boys, they started a big hole. They were down, they lost 3 or 4 straight to open the season. But now they got the nose above water at 5-4 after Zach Fleener had 17 points. Preston English, 15. Murray IB, Grayson County, 49-44 at the Graves County WKNT Christmas Tournament. And they will play Ballard Memorial. I believe that is a 1 o'clock tip-off for that game today. Some other games. Graves County defeated Henry County, Tennessee, 57-39. Marshall County over Obion Central, 61-56. Vienna over, the Illinois school, 57. Carlisle County, 50. And Crittenden County went overtime to defeat Fulton City, 65-58. I may have left out the OVC women's scores. If I did, I apologize for that. Lipscomb beating Tennessee Tech, 71-69. Fort Wayne over Eastern Kentucky, 68-59. Cincinnati, 78. Eastern Illinois, 64. Clemson, 69. Jacksonville State, 63. Some other women's scores of note. Kentucky nipped Washington State, 69-67. Tennessee defeated Troy, 110-84. And Louisville, 78. Vanderbilt, 66. Two Ohio Valley Conference baseball players have been named preseason All-Americans by Collegiate Baseball. The selections, Tennessee Tech sophomore outfielder Kevin Stroshine, who was a first-team selection, and Jacksonville State junior second baseman Clayton Daniel, who was a second-team pick. Stroshine is your 2016 OVC Co-Player of the Year and the Louisville Slugger National Co-Freshman of the Year after a standout rookie campaign. He became the first player in OVC history to claim both Player and Freshman of the Year awards in the same season. He led the league in RBIs and total bases. He ranked in the top 5 in batting average, slugging percentage, hits, doubles, and homers, and also made one error all season long. Daniel hit 372 last season. He was selected by the publication as a Louisville Slugger third-team All-American. Also earned third-team All-American honors by NCBWA. Daniel was an All-OVC first-team selection last year, helping the Gamecocks to a 34-24 overall record and 20-10 in league play. All right, no show tomorrow, no show Monday. We are off for the holidays here at the station, so I want to take this opportunity to wish you a tremendous Christmas. Be careful out there. There's not going to be any wintry weather in our area, but some rain. So be very careful. We want to see you back here next week, all with your new presents and whatever you happen to be getting. And hopefully it'll be a terrific time for you this weekend with friends and family or whatever you want to do. No pressure to spend it with one or the other. But hopefully, however you spend it, it's a happy time for you, and you're back here ready to roll next week. We do have NFL games on this week, but just so you know, those are Saturday games. The NFL taking Sunday off, so they are Saturday NFL games. We don't have the Titans on, but the Titans will be visiting the Jaguars on Saturday. Titans and Texans will meet in Week 17 in Nashville. We also have some college football games we'll have for you. Our first bowl game will be, I believe it's Monday, Vanderbilt, North Carolina State, taking on one another in the Independence Bowl. And we have the Taxslayer Bowl on a week from Saturday when Kentucky will participate in that. We'll have more on our bowl game coverage a bit later on. Have a tremendous holiday weekend. Hope to see you at the game tonight as the Racers take on Wright State on Froggy 103.7.